This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 8:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I've got Mike to my left, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. If you're an Office fan, I have some great news.
Oh, wow.
Michael Scott's condo is for sale.
Really? The one with the tiny TV on the wall?
Yes, the one from the dinner party. It's actually located about an hour outside of downtown Los Angeles in Reseda. But the listing, this is what's so great. If you're an Office fan, it's like, if you know, you know. The listing boasts that he had that you'll get famous neighbors like Johnny Depp and filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Because those are people that Michael Scott believed yes. were his neighbors. And he saw walking around his neighborhood.
While we're on the discussion of televisions, I have some news.
Oh, snap.
No.
Hold on a second.
Everybody buckle in.
Before you give the news. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure everybody's looped in.
Yes.
On the fact that, if y'all don't know, correct me wherever I'm wrong here, but Dylan only has one TV for essentially his household, and he carries it from living room to bedroom.
And sometimes to streaming setup.
Yes. So he carries it to three different locations to use it.
Correct.
It's alarming. But yes, I'm hoping this is going to make me feel good.
With that being said.
Oh, wow.
We are getting a new TV.
Whoa!
Oh, wait, you don't have it?
We do not have it, but we are getting a new TV.
The decision has been made.
Hold on. A new one or another one?
A new one.
So the other one's not broke, right? You're not replacing.
There's the plot twist.
We
are getting a new one because our other TV has hit the crapper.
Did you break it?
No.
Or did it just like fizzle out?
And I honestly think I might be able to fix it. I think like because this happened to one of my mom's older TVs a while back ago. And it just turned out she just took like my grandpa when he visited from Michigan. He just took like a air pressure like hose to it. And he just kind of like brushed the back out, like blew the
dust out of it.
Yeah. And it started working again. I'm wondering if we could do the same thing. The back doesn't really seem that dusty, though.
So you're going to treat your TV like an old school Nintendo cartridge?
Yeah, honestly.
I'm
going to see if that works, but what is happening is when I plug it in, and I've tried all the different outlets, so I know the outlets aren't the problem. when I plug it in and I try to turn it on, like sometimes it'll like flicker, but then it'll shut right back off, and then
man.
It won't turn on at all. So
what's crazy about this entire situation is like, I don't know about y'all, if y'all ever paid attention to this, but when I was growing up, like, TVs were expensive,
yes.
dude. Like, the rear projection big TVs you'd have in your living room were, like, $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're just not that expensive anymore. And this man's over here with this 40-inch in his living room trying to blow dust out of the back of it to see if he can give that thing a second life.
Have you thought about it being the power cord? So have you found...
I have not. It's a good
so
call.
So is there anything else... in your house that has a similar power cord source that you could maybe try?
I'll look, but the other option could be just getting a new power cord and trying that.
See if you don't have to spend it, because the power cord is going to cost you, I think, like probably $30. So you don't want to spend $30 on a wasted power cord.
That's true.
Are you guys sure that this is, because you just mentioned it's a 40-inch TV. Are you sure it's like a real 40-inch flat screen TV? It's not like a 1980s Zenith TV?
It might have one of the wood casings on it.
Exactly.
It's a smart TV, so it is a newer TV.
Okay. I would say yes, but remember, Dylan is carrying this from room to room, and I would think either his arms would be bigger at this point carrying that TV around like three times a day.
It's not a heavy TV; it's one of the slim ones.
I know. If it was the one that Allie was saying, it would. Yeah, those old school like 1985 Zeniths are not light.
Yeah.
So, how long has the TV been broken?
You guys are gonna be a little shocked when this happens, but it's been probably over a week now.
No, I'd have had one already. I would have said
seriously, bro, same day.
Simone's been gone a lot, and then I've just been watching stuff kind of on my laptop.
If the TV broke in my house, well, if I only had one and it broke, I would have went out immediately, bought a new one, and then tried to fix the other one and said, now we've got two.
I mean, like, I'm almost happy for you. Like, I'm almost like, good for you, man. You're not tethered to that thing. But it's just like in this line of work, it just seems impossible.
That's right. Yeah,
it's not impossible. I pull the Braves up on my laptop, and if I need a second screen, I just use my phone.
You're just going, who was that? Michael Harris? I can't tell.
Nah, I got a MacBook. It's big enough. Well,
you can tell Michael Harris apart from others. He's the guy swinging at the ball that rolled up to the plate. Is that rough? Was that mean? Is that a cheap shot?
It was accurate. So when you do get your TV, you can start to watch the Braves lose. We got swept by the Orioles. Was this series, guys, was this the final blow to the Braves season? Are you kind of just, we're not going to be able to recover from this?
It was for me. And I know that Bo talked about it earlier, how he's never going to be one of those guys that says, you know, it's over with, whatever. For me, though, I was like, this ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. Because there needs to be a massive shakeup. And, you know, the question continues to be asked about the future of Brian Snicker. I don't think there is much of a future for Brian Snicker. I think that this organization will allow him to manage as long as he wants to this season, mm-hmm. and I think there's a change coming. I think we can all probably agree on that in this room. He deserves that right after 50 years with the organization. If I was Brian Snicker, I would probably, after the All-Star break is over, be like, all right, guys, I'll holler at y'all because I've done everything I can possibly do. And that's not a knock on Brian Snicker. Brian Snicker's a great manager. He is. Say whatever you want to. He's a great manager. But there has been coach after manager after coach in the professional sports world who has been fired or who resigned because their message started to fall flat. I always go back to Joe Torre. You guys don't remember Joe Torre got fired in, I think, the 95 season with the Cardinals and then goes to New York and wins like four of the next five World Series. And it wasn't that he was a bad manager. It's just that it was a bad situation. And like I said, I think the organization will allow him to manage as long as he wants to for the end of the year. But if I'm Brian Snicker, I'm looking at the situation around these players and going, dude, I don't know what else to do for you guys. Maybe a different voice is something this team needs.
Yeah, he's not leaving. I mean, they need a Brian Snicker-type personality with the way this pitching rotation is going to look, the way the bullpen looks. I think if you want to be realistic, the reality is the Chris Sale was the moment that you knew it was on life support, and the death rattle was Schwellenbach going down. Because you can't go with Strider and Grant Holmes, and Bryce Elder is now reverted. For all what he was early, which I thought was really good, he is now just bad again. And then you got Didier Fuentes, who is young and good, but he's
God bless him.
Young.
Man.
And you what you get from him is he's just growing up. And then that's it. And it's just there's a bullpen start. They can't do another bullpen start, which is what they said. So now it looks like Hurston Waldrop's gonna come up. Now, this is where the optimist in me awakens, is think about it. If Hurston Waldrop and Didier Fuentes are your guys this year, and maybe they grow up for the last half of the season, and they prove to be what you think they are, You could go into the season with Sell, Strider, Schwellenbach, Fuentes, Waltrip. A.J. Smith-Shawver will be gone for probably the whole year. So, you know, that's not really a thought. And then once Sell, if Sell retires after next year or leaves, then you could move him in. But the what I'm trying to say is that you could have some guys, some young pitchers grow up and be ready to go next year, and your pitching staff could be, your rotation could be in a good place and relatively cheap. So you could use that money to plug a hole at shortstop, to plug some bullpen holes. Mm-hmm. Is the ultimate optimist in me, though.
Where are we at on Ronaldo Lopez's contract?
I
know that he reworked it last year.
They extended him. Yeah. But I'm not sure Ronaldo Lopez is a starter anymore. I think that experiment kind of showed what it was. I think you got everything out of that arm as a starter that you're going to get. I think he might be back in the bullpen in some role.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I got to tell you guys, too, before the end of this baseball talk in this tell segment, I am so frustrated with what baseball has become with these pitchers. It's so frustrating. And before you think, oh, this is a football guy talking, like, I grew up on baseball. I have been my entire life a bigger baseball fan than I ever was a football fan or a football player. Always have been. And I grew up on watching teams with these, you know, obviously here in Atlanta is known more than most, these great starting rotations and this great depth for pitching and these Hall of Famers, guys getting 300 wins and this all these plateaus. Like, what starting pitching has become? And, you know, Spencer Schwellenbach, just the latest to kind of go down this route as A.J. Smith-Shawver. If you don't have 13 good ones, you know that, like, four of them are going to have elbow surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so frustrating. I don't know that there can be anything that can be done about it, but I hate the path that baseball is on right now with these starting pitchers. It makes me sick. It's almost like a Tommy John has become a rite of passage. It's almost like a cool thing for, like, high school kids and college kids, like, to have that the scar on their elbow. It's like, yeah, I'd have Tommy John. It just sucks. It sucks the life out of me every time I see another pitcher go down with an elbow injury. And it happens every year to every single team. I want to say I saw a stat, 40% of big league pitchers have had Tommy John surgery or elbow surgery of some sort. It's insane.
I think it's a combination of the fact that these kids, it's not that they do it, but they have to play travel ball now. Like, you have to. It's You play year-long baseball, basically, year-round, whatever you want to call it, because of the way the sport's gone, and you top that with everyone is just throwing as hard as they can. The pitching aspect has somewhat – that's why if Bryce Elder could ever really pinpoint his location, he would be an anomaly, and he would be hard to hit the way he pitches when everyone else is throwing. But those two things – they're just wrecking arms, and they're going to. And you say it's a rite of passage to have one Tommy John. I think if you throw 96, the rite of passage is having multiple and being able to come back.
Yeah. It stinks, man.
Well, and the saga continues. Braves are heading out west to face the Athletics tomorrow night, 10:05, with Didier Fuentes on the mound. And coming up, Pete Alonso was given an honor, and he quickly said thanks, but no thanks. We'll talk about that, and we've got a life of squid.
I have a new thing at home, one that I haven't fought in years.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all I can say is, it better know that I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
Oh, wow.
You hear? On the morning shift. Sports Radio 9.
And the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.